AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's welcomed NATO leaders to Washington, emphasizing America's commitment to the alliance.
The American people know that all the progress we've made in the past 75 years has happened behind the shield of NATO. And the American people understand what would happen if there was no NATO.
With the war in Ukraine front and center, the president announced major new allied commitments to Ukraine's air defenses. Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Institute, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the world must not wait for November to drive back Russia's offensive.
It's time to step out of the shadows, to make strong decisions work, to act and not to wait for November or any other month to this end. We must be strong and uncompromising altogether.
Meantime, in Florida, former President Trump held a campaign rally at his Doral Golf Club and spoke of his debate with President Biden.
In honor of all of you, I dealt Joe Biden, even according to the fake news media, the most decisive and overwhelming defeat in the history of presidential debates. I think so, right? I think so.
The White House says the president saw a neurologist January 17th. And Lisa Dwyer reports a Navy sailor tried to access President Biden's medical records earlier this year.
A sailor assigned to the Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Command searched for the name Joseph Biden in the military's health care system called Genesis. The Navy says the sailor searched out of curiosity. A co-worker reported the breach. The Naval Criminal Investigative Service investigated and concluded that the record the sailor accessed was not the electronic record of the President of the United States. The White House was notified. The sailor, who has not been identified, received administrative discipline and remains in the Navy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. If you've been sweltering under a heat wave, you've got a lot of company. More than 160 million people around the U.S. have been under heat alerts. Julie Walker has more.
The heat wave across the country continues with triple-digit temperatures in the west, triple-digit heat indices in the east, and roughly everything in between also baking, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson.
There's the large heat dome out west. There's a trough in the middle. That's what drew barrel up through the center of the country. And then there's another ridge over the East Coast.
Death Valley, known for its heat, was 129 Monday. That's not even the all-time record, and it's attracting tourists like Drew Belt.
You can feel it in your eyes.
In the Portland area, county officials investigating four deaths as heat-related. Dr. Richard Bruno.
These are probably preventable deaths.
He says in extreme heat, staying cool is key. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.